Hi everyone out there, this is Maura
and Jessie,
and we're here with the Chatterbox podcast at Qulips, that's Qulips.com. And what do we do in the Chatterbox podcast, Jessie?
Well, in the Chatterbox podcast, we chat.
Exactly. We talk a lot about different stuff that's going on, culture, expression, anything that new that's going on.
We have something very new today.
Yeah, what's coming up soon? A special day.
A special day is happening on April 1st.
Yeah, that is April Fool's Day.
I love April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it's a fun day. What is fool?
A fool is a person who is silly or not very smart.
Right, so you can tell them something or play a trick on them and maybe they believe it.
Yeah, we can say that a fool is someone who is gullible.
Yeah.
They believe everything you tell them.
Right. So if I say, Jessie, guess what?
What?
Did you know that I'm actually from the moon?
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep. I grew up on the moon in outer space. It's true.
That is incredible.
Yep.
Wow.
That's not true. That was just a joke.
Oh, I'm so gullible.
Right, because you believed me, and it's a pretty unbelievable, silly story.
That's right.
So that's what April Fool's Day is all about, playing jokes and having people believe them and act like fools.
It's kind of a special day of the year where everybody tries to trick everybody else.
Yeah, so to trick someone is to do a kind of joke or tell someone something that isn't true.
When we say something that isn't true, we could call that a hoax.
Yeah, so a hoax is when you pretend something is happening, but it really isn't happening.
Right, it's kind of like telling a lie.
Yeah, exactly, but it's a fun lie. Especially on April Fool's Day, it's just for fun.
Exactly.
Right, so if I came inside today with shorts and a t-shirt and I said, oh, Jessie, I was just at the beach, it was 30 degrees, that would be a hoax. That would be a joke because, unfortunately, it's not that warm in Montreal yet.
I don't think I'd believe you. I'm not that gullible.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't. So what kind of jokes have been played on you on April Fool's Day?
Well, once when I was a little kid, April Fool's Day happened on a Saturday. So I was sleeping in my bed, you know, I was happy because I didn't have to get up for school.
Yeah.
But suddenly, my mom ran into my bedroom and she said, Jessie, what are you doing? You're late for school.
Oh.
Hurry up, get out of bed. And I was sleeping, so I wasn't really thinking. I just jumped up and I started getting dressed and brushing my teeth. And then I said, wait a minute, it's Saturday.
Ha ha.
And you know what my mom said?
What?
April Fools!
Right. So on April Fool's Day, that's what you say after you trick someone, after you play a joke on them.
Yeah, that's kind of the way that you tell them that you've tricked them.
Right. So some other people might just tell a lie like your mom did. They call someone and they say, guess what? Today I lost my job. I was fired.
And then their friend might feel really bad for them.
Yeah, and then they say, April Fools! Just kidding. I have my job.
But April Fool's pranks aren't always a lie. Sometimes somebody might do something to you.
Like what?
Well, I've never seen this happen, but I've heard that one prank you can play is to put plastic wrap, clear plastic wrap,
yeah,
over the top of the toilet bowl.
I've heard of that too.
So when somebody goes into the bathroom, they can't see anything because it's clear. But then when they go to the washroom, it doesn't go in the toilet bowl.
Yeah, it's a big disaster.
And then maybe their friend would jump out and say, April Fools!
Yeah, but it is a pretty crazy idea, so I don't know if someone would actually do it, but it would be funny.
I would never do that.
Yeah, it's pretty extreme. It's a pretty extreme prank to play. So prank, yeah, is another word for a hoax or a joke. It's another word that we would use on April Fool's Day.
Right. Now, I think a lot of companies get into April Fool's Day, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've heard that some big companies on their website or in the newspaper will run an April Fool's joke. And they've tricked a lot of people.
Yeah, some people really get into it. In the newspaper, you could see April Fool's jokes sometimes in the media.
Yeah, I heard that once, I think it was in the 60s, BBC Radio, they actually told everybody that they had a new technology that could make smells go over the radio.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, so they announced this new technology and they said, starting today, you will be able to smell things out of your radio.
Wow.
And some people really believed it. And they actually called in and said, oh, it's working. I can smell it.
That's pretty bad. Those people are pretty gullible to believe that.
Yeah, they're very gullible.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Also, Google does a lot of pranks. I think every year they do a trick on their website.
Yeah, Google's a really good one.
Yeah, they started in the year 2000, and now every year you can expect them to play a joke.
What kind of jokes have they played?
Well, in the year 2004, they posted a job for a position at a research center, except the research center was on the moon.
Oh, man. I wonder if they got a lot of applications.
Yeah, I wonder. Maybe. Maybe there are some gullible people. It's pretty unbelievable, though. Do you know any other Google tricks?
Well, I heard that once they, I think it was 2007.
Yeah.
They announced a new service called Google Paper.
Okay.
And they said that it was, if you sent an email, they would deliver it by paper instead of electronically.
Yeah, that's pretty unnecessary.
Very unnecessary.
Especially if you could print the email yourself at home.
Exactly. I'm really looking forward to visiting the Google website this April 1st.
Yeah, it's a good idea. They'll probably they'll have something funny on there for sure.
I should probably go before noon because I heard that some people think that April Fool's should only happen before noon.
Yeah.
But I think that other people think it should happen all day.
Yeah, April Fool's is celebrated, or people participate in April Fool's in many different countries. And in some countries, like I think France and the US, they celebrate April Fool's all day long. But in other places, they only celebrate in the morning.
Yeah, I've heard of both here in Canada.
Yeah, yeah. Some people, I guess we're not sure.
Speaking of France, how do they celebrate April Fool's there?
Well, they actually call the day April Fish.
April Fish.
Yeah, and the tradition is that kids have a paper fish.
Okay.
Yeah, and the joke that they do is they put it on other people's backs.
Well, that's better than a real fish on your back.
Yes, definitely. So I guess if you get a fish on your back, you're the April Fool.
I'm gonna watch for that.
Okay, so that was a little bit about April Fool's Day in Canada and North America and around the world.
So don't forget to play a trick on one of your friends on April 1st.
Yeah, it's super fun. Jesse, you should watch out because maybe I'll play a trick on you.
Oh, I doubt that.
And on April 1st, go to our website, Qlips, and we'll be playing a hoax on you.
But only if you're gullible.
Okay. Thanks a lot. This has been Maura
and Jesse.
See you next time.